Why did you give no hint that night that quickly after the morrow's dawn, and calmly, as if indifferent quite, you would close your term here, up and be gone where I could not follow, with wing of swallow, to gain one glimpse of you ever anon? Never to bid goodbye, or lip me the softest call, or utter a wish for a word, while I saw morning harden upon the wall, unmoved, unknowing that your great going had placed that moment and altered all. Why do you make me leave the house and think for a breath it is you I see at the end of the alley of bending boughs where so often at dusk you used to be? Till in darkening dankness the yawning blankness of the perspective sickens me. You were she who abode by those red-veined rocks far west. You were the swan-necked one who rode along the beetling beany crest, and reining nigh me would muse and eye me, while life unrolled us its very best. Why then latterly did we not speak, did we not think of those days long dead, and ere your vanishing strive to seek that time's renewal? We might have said, in this bright spring weather, we'll visit together those places that once we visited. Well, well, all's past amend, unchangeable, it must go. I seem but a dead man held on end to sink down soon. Oh, you could not know that such swift fleeing, no soul foreseeing, not even I, would undo me so.